Hey, is that Sean?
Yes, hey, Rick.
Hey, Rick here from Hoffenmesser. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, Sean, I thought it'd be easier to, hop on a quick call and discuss this. So, tell me about it. What kind of mobile application are we talking about, and how do you envision the app to function, first of all?
Okay, well, I do have a sort of a prototype. I had a friend kind of design it. But it would be an augmented reality app to try on the tattoo. So you could be able to either upload your own photo. There's an app on the market, but it's outdated. It's not very good, but it's the same concept. It's called Ink Hunter. So you
Ink,
scan your
for ink
arm.
printer.
Ink Hunter, HUNTER. Ink Hunter. Yep.
Okay.
So it's sort of the same concept. You basically project the tattoo or design onto your wherever you would like. So I don't know too much about AR right now. I'm kind of learning.
Okay.
So yeah, I kind of figured I'd reach out to you guys.
So you said Ink Hunter is your application, but it's just outdated, right?
No, that is not mine. It is a one that's I would be a rival. I'd be competing against them.
Oh, okay. So that's where the idea comes from, right?
Yeah, their last update was like 2018.
Right. Okay. That kind of makes things easier because Ink Hunter, I think I immediately know how the app would function. So you take a picture, let's say of your hand where you need a tattoo, and then you have a gallery of tattoos available with different categories. And when you browse through the tattoos and you find the one that you would need, you could just use the AR functionality of the application to show the tattoo on your hand before you get an actual one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because people that sometimes might want one, they don't know how it would look, or they don't know where they want it. So that gives the user the capability of trying and seeing what they like.
Right, that makes sense. So, and then, you said the application would be for both the Apple and the Android users, right?
Ideally, yes. But I'm more familiar with iOS right now, so I would probably gear more towards Apple, but eventually both of them over time.
Right, yeah, I mean, most of the applications are, available on Apple and Android, but, for those that are not, there may be a special reason. For example, I, remember working with a financial company, and they wanted to just target, the most elite users in the sense that, the people with the most, the highest wealth and income, bracket. And therefore, they went for the iOS, and they did not want to make their application available on Android. But otherwise, for an app like yours or for a product like yours, I think both the app, Android, and the iOS would be feasible. It's just that, if you want to keep the cost of production of the app a little low, and you want to make sure you're not spending too much, you're not shelling out too much on the application, and you want to test the waters, then going with one platform at a time would be the best idea. Now, I was on the chat just before we got on the call. You mentioned that you don't have a lot of funds and you'd like to get to the investors and raise a crowdfunding campaign so that a venture capitalist or let's say an investment company could be wooed into your idea, right?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, but a ballpark of the app like this would be 50,000.
Well, that's a close guess, to be honest, because augmented reality, as good as the name sounds, as fancy as the name sounds, the application would start at $50,000, and that could, depending upon the kind of features you need, the bells and whistles that would go in there, it could even go higher than that. And that's just not my quotation to you. You could reach out to other companies as well, and you'd probably get the same number. In fact, some companies
Right.
might even quote you know, probably close to $100,000 for an application like this. Because with augmented reality, the technology itself or the developers of augmented reality, you know, they are on a pretty high pay scale, and that's where, you know, the quotation, the number crunching goes to the higher level, and what definitely, you know, costs anything above $50,000, say for one or even for two platforms, that depends, but, you know, that is a good number to keep in your mind. So what kind of budget are you working with right now? I mean, what kind of funds do you have that you could, you know, invest into your idea? And how sure are you about, you know, taking this idea to the market? I mean, testing the waters and seeing if this works or not.
So my budget is quite limited. I actually have a physical disability, so I'm not able to invest too much. Because I do have a fixed income. But I am actively and heavily reaching out to investors in crowdfunding. You know, that's my best shot. I have put some into the website I have right now, which is a directory for tattoo studios. So I would rely on that investing, an investor taking a shot on me.
Sorry, what was the website again, you said?
InkMeUpTattoos.com. And I can send that over in the chat when we're done here.
Oh, yeah, thank you. So let me try and see if I can find it. But otherwise, I'll, you know, let you send me the app over. Right,
yeah,
okay.
So
I see it.
That's for a website. Right now I have a directory with some articles on there, some things that I've written. But basically, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, start this whole big business for tattoos. You know, have a shopping portion on my website. You know, do a lot right now.
So, are you like a tattoo artist yourself, or are you just are you just doing this as a hobby?
No, I have several tattoos myself. I just like art and tattoos. But you know, I'm also an entrepreneur at art. You know, I like starting my own company, so that's where I'm at right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. And you know, to be honest with you, at a first thought, I like the idea. In fact, I love the idea for someone like me who's got two small tattoos, and someone who would get tattoos in the future as a potential customer to your application. I see a lot of potential with this, to be honest with you, because the biggest pet peeve of someone who's trying to get their tattoo, especially, you know, someone who's trying to get their first tattoo, is whether how, you know, something that is on the picture, a tattoo that's on a picture, would come out when it's placed on the body, right? And you know, since it's irreversible, reversing the tattoo or removing the tattoo is another, you know, tough job. I think anything like this would definitely do well in the market. And that brings me to my next question to you. So how do you plan to monetize the application? I mean, how do you plan to sustain the application in terms of the finances? I mean, how do you plan to charge your customers?
So they could upgrade to different tattoo. I'm kind of thinking different ways, but they could upgrade to, purchase different tattoos. Of course, I would maybe have an ad, somewhere within the app. But maybe even a download app for a price, like 99 cents. What are your thoughts on, is that what most people kind of do?
Well, my suggestion would be that you add you keep the app download to be free. I mean, because you want to make sure, you know, as many people download the application as possible, because, you know, until you give out the value, a lot of people would not be ready to pay, right? For example, say Netflix, right? You wouldn't sign up to Netflix before you can view their content or before you can make up your mind that you want to hook to Netflix for at least a couple months, right? So the best way to go about it, or a better way to go about it, would be that you have a freemium version of the application, whereby, you know, the application should be free to download. It should be free to browse and, you know, to look up or to look up your catalog and everything. But when it comes time that you want to, you know, see a tattoo on your hand, or you want to make the app actually work or function, you know, with the AR feature, that's when, you know, the paid subscription could come in, whereby, you know, after they're done, they're done looking, you know, experiencing the app and, you know, navigating through the app a bit, and now they want to get a tattoo to see the tattoo on their hand or their leg or whatever, then before they can do that, they have to subscribe to, let's say, a $6.99, like you said, or $8.99 subscription. That would be, you know, that would be perpetual. That could, you know, they have to cancel out manually, but otherwise it would go on automatically. So this model, or this subscription model, or, you know, software as a service, as we call it, the SaaS model, that works best for most financial, for most companies financially as well, because then you have a projected stream of income. You know what you can plan for the next coming year, or for the next coming 2 years, or for the next 6 months, because you know that, you know, at least, let's say you have 50,000 customers subscribe to your application at a fixed rate, and you know that they'll be paying automatically, and, you know, let's say 5% of them usually cancel out within a month, then you know you can at least project your income for the, at least the next 6 to 8 months, and you know what to plan for your business next in terms of financially, or, you know, what next plans you should go for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it does make sense. I do agree. Keeping the app free, you're more likely to download it if it is free, and then doing subscription-based, I do think is the way to go.
Exactly. And then from an investor point of view as well, I mean, for when you plan to go for your second round of fundings and then third round of funding, and you want to woo in more investors into your application, at that time, the number of downloads in the application is going to be a major factor, you know, and for the investors to decide whether they want to be on the application as well. And if you have a fee to download the application before someone can even move forward, I think that's going to be a big barrier for you to, you know, increase your downloads. And a lot of marketing, a lot of your marketing piece for the application is going to be, you know, diverted towards, you know, increasing the app download count, because that again is going to be an important factor for a lot of decision making you and your investors would do in the future.
Okay. Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
So I can send over the prototype that a friend made for me. It was through Figma. I'm not familiar with anybody.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got the website of that prototype. I'll send that. And also I'll send you my actual website that I have.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. So, in fact, let me give you an example of what we're talking about if you want to check out the kind of work we've done as well, you know, just to gauge what kind of work we do and the quality of work we can present. I would like to show you a couple of applications as well, if you'd like to look them up right now. In fact, are you still on the chat on the website?
I am, yeah.
Right. So let me send you, let's say this application that I'm sending you is a financial budgeting application. And why I'm showing you this one is because, you know, this one has the model that we just spoke about, whereby you have a free version that does a few features in the application, and then, you know, in order to unlock more features, you have to, you know, sign in on a subscription right within the application. So this one, Copilot, it's pretty popular in some parts of the USA as well, and, of course, one of our prestigious projects too, and, you know, this landing page that you would look at, this was done by our company as well, just to give you an idea, again, for, you know, the kind of quality of work we do.
Okay.
Did you find
it? Yeah, I'll also look around on the website you guys have. So I'll look at Copilot and Scale's website.
All right, perfect. So, all right, so I'll send you a couple more links as well, so you can look them up when we're done with the call, so you don't lose me on the call as well. And as far as, you know, taking this forward is concerned, I think on a personal level, my advice to you would be that you know, test the waters and you take it step by step. rather than, you know, and like you said, you don't have the funds as yet, but, you know, the more important thing is that you should be, you know, you should be able to take it one step at a time, because, you know, if you're launching your first application, then there will be a few surprises and a few decisions you'll have to make, right? So it's best to take it step by step. And the first step from here would be that since you have a prototype, I think the first thing you need to do is get your website in place. The one that you have right now, it looks, it isn't bad, but, you know, it could be a lot more professional. And especially with, you know, the links that I'll send over to you, you'll get an idea what kind of app, you know, website or landing page for a mobile application our investors, you know, usually are used to. So, you know, that you need a professional look and feel. And then, you know, with that, you may as well set up a pitch deck for your investors, right? So that is, you know, going to give them a bit of an idea about your persistence with the application and your persistence to pursue the application as well, and along with a couple more features that we could help you with. So, I mean, if you don't want to dive right into the application, like I would suggest as well, you know, we could start with this, with these branding features for you. I do have a package for you as well, if you'd like to consider that. And I can send that on the chat to you, and you can let me know if that sounds like a plan and, you know, you'd like to roll the ball on that. Does that work?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. So,
so we'll end here. Send me that in the chat. I'll look everything up, and we'll stay in touch, and I'll go from there.
All right, that sounds like a plan. So just stay on the chat for a bit, and I'll send these details over to you.
Okay, absolutely. All right, thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Sean. Enjoy the day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.